And right now we thought we would place a call to the Ryan Express, the Hall of Famer himself, Nolan Ryan, because there are many people that believe that this is just another example of the curse of Nolan Ryan, that he cursed this franchise when he left. Nolan Ryan, please.
Hey, this is Nolan. Who's this?
Hey, Nolan, it's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Okay.
Just wonder if we could talk to you about the plight of the Rangers, because since you've left, there have been all sorts of injuries and really bad record, and now the latest, the Yu Darvish injury.
Yeah.
Have you cursed the Rangers organization?
Well, I'll say this. I haven't quite gotten over what that little punk-ass Johnny Daniels did to me. So, yeah, I put a curse on the Rangers.
Wow. How'd you do that?
And I'd do it again, too. I want that little punk to hurt.
How do you have that kind of power? Where'd you learn all this?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. I learned this back in my playing days. I haven't had a chance to really use it on that, but until now, I cursed them in a ceremony I learned from a shaman in a high desert when I was out there loaded up on about 3 buttons of peyote and some sort of wine that they make from buzzard mucus or something. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But what you do is you go out there and then you take 2 eagle feathers and you run them together while you teabag your scroat into a bowl of gecko's blood. And then you do this some kind of chant that old shaman was doing, and then you punch the person next to you. And in my case, it was Ron Washington was doing the ceremony with me, and punch Ron in the face, and then that puts a curse on the team.
Well, it's working, I guess.
And yeah, it's working, and I'm determined that I'm not going to lift the curse until John Daniels himself comes down to Alvin, Texas, and sacrifices jerks and profar on my barbecue grill.
All right, well, no one's going to do something like that. That's ridiculous.
Well, until he does that, the ghost of Walter Johnson won't be appeased.
That's really bizarre.
And that. But other than being some residual anger at John Daniels, I really like working for the Houston organization. Much better than the Ranger organization.
Yeah.
And in my mind, there's no comparison.
There's no comparison between the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
My life is a lot better now.
Yeah.
I was bitter in that there for a while, but now I go to work in the Astros building in the morning, and I head out.
The Astros building.
And then I head out when I see the sun start going from the top, start going back down to the
right.
The line that's far away.
You don't have a watch?
And then that's when I go home and I do some ranching and some farming, and then head into the cabin and then eat some wild game and have about 4 beers and darn near break it off with Ruth. And then that's a good life. I'm happy as long as I hit my bag limit.
Yep. Sounds like you've got a good life, so we're happy for you, I guess.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. And I've been having some trouble lately making words come out of my mouth because I got hit on the head pretty hard the other weekend.
By what?
A snow monkey.
Snow monkeys are doing it again.
Yeah, a snow monkey. I didn't notice, and I climbed in my hammock to sleep, and I didn't notice, but a snow monkey had pulled up a Steinway piano on a rope, pulley right up above me, and he dropped it down on me after he sensed that I went into REM sleep.
Very elaborate.
That's a wonder I didn't kill you.
Well, I know. Thank goodness I was wearing my coonskin cap, or it could have really busted up my skull.
How that protected you.
And then one of his dang friends got up in my tractor and ran a bush hog blade over my tomato patch just to spite me, son of a bitch.
Man, that's awful.
But, yeah, John Daniels is kind of the human equivalent to the snow monkeys.
Boy, you don't like him. You do
no,
not
I
like
don't.
Him.
And until he comes down here and sacrifices that washout of a player, Gerson Profar, he's going to have nothing but problems.
Well, we wish that you would lift the curse in a more peaceful way.
Well, it ain't going to happen until he apologizes to me in person.
Okay. Well,
we'll be able to get that done.
We'll deliver the message.
And I'll kick his ass all the way to the county line.
All right, Nolan. Well, good luck all to right. the Astros, and good luck to you.
Well, y'all enjoy y'all's organization.
Okay. We'll see ya. There's Nolan.